Good morning, everyone. I don't know what you were expecting, but this is what you're going to get. We have been studying the book of Romans, which is really one of my favorite books out of this whole Bible because of the person that wrote it. He started off with a vision. Saul was his name, which was later changed. I'm sure everyone knows the story. But I want to start off with letting you know that there's more than one kind of vision. There's physical vision, and there's spiritual vision. And God gives that gift of spiritual vision to whoever he chooses with the gifts that he gives them. What I want to start off with is that it doesn't, and just for the record, you know, I made a few notes. But I was informed just a couple minutes ago to keep it down, keep it under 10 minutes. So we're going to do it. The first thing I want to tell you is that if you've ever tried to research eyes or vision in the Bible, you might have your eyes opened up. It starts way back in Numbers. For anyone who wants to look it up, you can, but I'm sure it's a real familiar story. In 2 Kings 6, 15 to 19. And by the way, these give me better vision up close. In 2 Kings 6, 15 to 19. You know the story of Balaam and his donkey? One had spiritual vision, one had physical vision. I'm sure you can figure out which is which. But why did the animal have the spiritual vision and Balaam not? I don't know. But can you imagine having an animal like that today, here? You'd be raking in some big bucks. One who can see spiritually and talk. The second one is, you know how the story turned out. But the second one is in Numbers 22. To 31. Everybody know that story? It's about Elisha and his servant who were being pursued by many people, a lot of people, armed people with the intent of killing Elisha and his servant. Elisha wasn't sweating it. His servant came out of the tent one day early in the morning, and looked up around the hills where they were camped, and he started shaking in his boots. Runs into the tent and says, "Elisha, we're dead." I'm paraphrasing a lot of these things. Work with me. And Elisha comes out of the tent and looks around. He doesn't see the exact same thing that his servant sees. Why? Elisha had the spiritual vision, and he prayed. He said, "Lord, open the eyes of my servant, of this young man." He could see, but what could he see? He could only see physical things. After his eyes were opened, what did he see? A multitude of angels, chariots. One could see that beforehand, and only one after God opened his eyes. We, as believers, sometimes need our eyes opened for different things. We can all see physically. I hope you can all see me. I'm sure you can. But how many people here have spiritual visions? You know, last week when Luke was here, you know what he opened with? I don't expect anybody to jump up and answer it. But it was the exact same thing that I was thinking about here this morning. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he didn't finish it. What is the rest of it? And happy is he that keeps the law. We still have a law. It isn't Old Testament law, it's new. Jesus Christ changed that for us all. Because in our book of Romans, we have Saul, who has a vision of getting his people back in the flock that he knew of as flock, the Jewish religion, obeying the law. And he was going to do everything in his power to see that it be corrected. Didn't want any believers, Jewish, to lose sight of what God's gift was to them. On his road to Damascus, what happened to Saul? He lost his vision because it wasn't exactly what Jesus had in mind. Jesus had something else entirely different than Saul's vision. Jesus blinded him. He still went to Damascus, but he had a new vision 3 days later, which is a vision that goes with us today. He did not change his vision after that. We still have recorded words and letters from him. And that's going fast forward from a couple of thousand years. But has anyone had any visions lately that you know of? Everybody know what this is? You know why this church is here today? There might be a few people here who realize it or know it. Maybe know, someone don't have as much background knowledge. Very first page of this book. Lester Miller had a vision of providing a church for some of the staff that worked at Life Ministries. That is where we're at today, brothers and sisters. Everyone has a gift that God gives them. And I hope that the vision he gives you, you experience and use. That Heavenly Father, thank you again for this gift that you've given us. And the gift, this vision of spiritual vision that you give some people that enables us to keep going forward and spreading the word and able to worship you the way we're supposed to. We ask that today, as we study and listen to the word, that we take it with us and apply it to our lives as we live from day to day. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.